Larry Rezavian is out of town. Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 61 degrees, our temperature with some sunshine and clouds here in central Minnesota. It is our 463rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in and say good morning to Colton Tupi. Colton, how are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm pretty good. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad. Where are we talking to you from?
Rural New Prague, Minnesota.
Okay, that's where you make home, huh?
Yep.
Okay, born and raised there?
Yep, yeah, I was born in Shakopee, but yeah, I was raised here in New Prague. And, well, yeah, yep.
Okay, and so for folks don't know who you are, so grew up there going to New Prague school, got out of school, did you go on to college or anything?
No, I am actually a part business owner. Me and my dad own our own trucking company, and we haul rock, sand, and gravel, and
okay,
all that fun stuff.
Very good. So somewhere along the way, you got interested in music. How did that all begin?
Well, my dad played when he was younger, and he played concertina, and he actually got lessons from Elmer Scheid.
He did. Wow.
Yep. And I always knew his concertina was in the closet, and one day I picked it up, and I said I wanted to do that, and I tried, I guess, the rest of history.
Uh-huh. And what kind of concertina did he have?
He had a Star.
A Star. Uh-huh. C-Box?
Yep, the C, yep.
Okay. And so you learned how to play on that. He gave you a couple of lessons, or did you take lessons from somebody?
I guess at the start, I kind of taught myself.
Okay.
And then and then for a while, then I went to Jerry Menard for lessons.
Oh, you did?
For about 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Very and then nice. After that, I kind of went on my own.
Sure, sure. And what are you playing today for a concertina?
I've actually got a couple now. I used to have a 2007 Jerry Menard Hengel, but now I've got a 1977 Hengel's Christie Box at the key of C.
Uh-huh.
And a 1984 Hengel's Christie Box at the B-flat.
Okay. All right. So how long have you been playing the concertina, Colton?
Let's see. Now, I started when I was in about sixth grade, and I graduated about two, three years ago, so I think it's about 9 years.
Okay. Well, I was sure impressed with the sound that you were getting. Got to see you at Dale and Dominic Damon's memorial service at Medina Ballroom here a while back. And
yep.
Boy, there's a lot of good concertina players there that day, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, there sure was. Yeah.
You bet. And you were one of them. And it's like, wow, I didn't know there's that many good concertina players left out there. So really, really, really neat. And you know most of them. You kind of hang out with some of them. You want to mention any of them that you kind of looked up to or patterned yourself after? Or?
Yeah, I guess well, a lot of the guys I looked up to are not here anymore. I guess more like Elmer Scheid and Jerry Schuft.
Yep.
Kind of guys like that. But I don't know. There's some guys that at that memorial service, like Josh Sellner and Adam Sanders is there. He's pretty good. And Carl Hardwick, they're all excellent players, and I'll kind of go after them guys too.
You bet. And also Andrew Gravine.
Yep.
You know him pretty well too, huh?
Oh yeah. Yep.
Okay. How about Blake? You know Blake too, Klostermeyer?
Blake. Yep. Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah. I actually talked to him, and I think he introduced me to you.
I think that's how it went. You bet. So, have you been performing in public? You playing by yourself, or do you have a band, or how does it work out for you?
I kind of do both. More, I like to play more with my band. I guess that's most of my stuff. It's my band is Colton Tupi and the Sand Creek Connection.
Oh, okay.
And, we're usually a four-piece band with the drums and a bass, preferably a bass horn or a bass guitar,
mm-hmm.
and then a lead guitar. Two is another guy, and then the vocals, and then I play concertina, guitar, and vocals too.
Oh, okay. So you're versatile. You double up on instruments, and yeah, that's very, very good. You bet. So
I haven't played about the same time yet, but I don't know if I can do that yet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it gets tough working and playing. Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
So you bet. Some of your favorite tunes to play, Colton?
Oh, I guess that kind of the old. Oh, there's a few like well, it seems like I don't know, like apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, like, and having the beer that really gets the crowd into it.
Uh-huh.
But I guess some that I like to play is Fitzy Polka or Two Eddies Polka is pretty good. That's kind of the old the old style there. Or Twilight Bohemia is a real good one. It's a Phil Lebel tune.
Okay.
But, yep, no, there's quite a head. That's hard to pick a favorite.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I don't blame you there. So, you bet. And so which concertina works the best with the band, with the guitars and stuff? Are they pretty adept that they can play with either one, or do they prefer one key or the other?
I guess for like a lot of the instrumental tunes, I play the C-box. And then now that I, that's kind of why I got a B-flat, is to kind of, you know, I can change my my singing range too for what the different keys there. And so, yeah, they did kind of, you have to do some translating or like, you know,
sure.
A little different keys, but the guys, they're pretty good guys, so they know what to do.
Okay. Mention the players that you play with there and where they're from.
Well, usually I have, Mike Boudin from Montgomery. He plays bass horn and bass guitar. He's an excellent tuba player, an excellent bass guitar player. And then Tim Klein usually plays drums if I can get him. And he's from rural Lonsdale, Montgomery area.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Jay Menard, that's actually Jerry Menard's son.
He's yep.
Some new Craig here. He plays lead guitar really well. And box, too. Have a little variety. Or there's a Kerry Havlicek around here that plays lead guitar. Jack Mullica plays bass guitar, too. Jim Bartuszek drums with me. I always get a few different guys if we can't get the main few.
You bet. Yeah, you're mentioning names that I've heard of before. I had some of the guys on the radio show here already. Jim Bartuszek, I've had him on. And so some good history there. And it's kind of nice to surround yourself with good musicians. It kind of brings you up a level, doesn't it?
Yep, yeah. And you build good friendships, too, so that helps a lot.
Absolutely. And playing mostly clubs, or there's not much for dance halls there anymore, are there?
Yeah, not really. There's just a park ballroom that has a few dances. KCHK has an appreciation dance every November.
Okay.
So they usually pack it then, but there's one going on today for a fireworks fundraiser for New Prague. But I usually play on county fairs and church festivals and stuff like that.
Sure, sure, yeah. And it always sounds good. A lot of those are outdoor venues and it just seems like you can never play too loud or anything. Then when you're outside, the atmosphere just absorbs it so quickly, and you can just let her rip, can't you?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And yeah, so it's always nice to be outside.
You bet. And a day like today would be exceptionally good. It's a nice temperature. The sun is out right now here anyway. And, we've done some of those outdoor jobs over the years, and it's really fun when the weather is great, when it cooperates.
Oh, yes.
You bet. Yeah. Well, what's on the schedule for this year? Do you have a lot of work booked up or still looking for more, or what's it like?
Yeah, I guess I'm always usually looking for more. I don't have a lot this year. I usually, I got a couple things I can play at the Scott County Fair. That's, I believe, second to last weekend in July is on a Friday there. I play for K-Check.
Okay.
Friday afternoon. I'll be playing at the St. Wenceslaus Church Festival here in New Prague August 14th on a Sunday. And I'll actually be playing with the Johnny Cash tribute band, too.
Oh.
And every year I play at the Vesely Hoedown, which is a Czech town just south of here and a couple miles. They have a good pork chop, dumpling, and sauerkraut dinner, and they have live music from noon to 6 that whole day.
Oh, man. Sounds like a good deal. You bet.
Yep.
You bet. Well, great. Talk a little bit about your other job there, driving with your dad, the gravel business. Is this something that your dad had going and you grew into, or something new for you guys?
Yep. Yeah, I guess, yeah. My dad did it. My grandpa did it, too. Hauling gravel and stuff. And it was like I grew up on a truck, and I just always liked it. So that's what I like to do.
Oh, very good. And who are mom and dad?
My dad is Tim Tupi.
Uh-huh.
From New Prague, and my mom is Chris Tupi.
Okay, very good. Brothers and sisters, family?
My sister is Elise Tupi. She has a couple of kids, I have two nephews, and I only got one sibling.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, Colton, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment here. We've reached 12 o'clock in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
All right. So, Cy here with greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market. And the brat of the week this week is our smoked funeral hot dish brats. And yes, you've heard the story of how Cliff Mitchell suggested we create this brat. The smoked funeral hot dish brats are a great flavored brat in the frying pan, in the oven, or off the grill in a bun. Come in and try some for yourself. This week, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. Cooking and serving at the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market this weekend is the St. Joe Men's Lions. Come out on Friday and Saturday and show your support for a great organization while enjoying a brat and a beverage. And the Lions will be demoing those smoked funeral hot dish brats, so you'll have the opportunity to sample them for free. Also, next Sunday, Mother's Day, and the fishing opener next weekend, that's happening. And two more great reasons to stop in and shop at the St. Joe Meat Market. Yes, as always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Or you can call 320-363-4913 for more information. And we thank you. And Colton for being our guest on the show. And this is how it works. We put up that nice package at the St. Joe Meat Market. And along with Chasm, we mail that out to your priority mail. You get it in a day or so. And hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I appreciate it. We definitely will.
All right. Then you've been known to indulge in a brat or two over the years at some of the festivals?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. That, and we always usually have a good stock of ring bologna or wieners here at home, too.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, we'll send you some of all of that. So you bet. Well, as we are coming towards the end of the interview, we usually ask our guest if they've got a favorite memory. So, well, first of all, before we get to that, I was going to just touch on the memorial service for Dale and Dominic Damon. Did you know Dale pretty good?
Yeah, pretty decently. I guess I only met him a couple times, and it was at the Constantina Bowl, but when I did, he's always the friendliest guy around. But he had definitely, him and his son, all of his sons are very talented.
Yes, they were. Yep, very much so. And, boy, we lost a good concertina player there when we lost Dale. My goodness, yeah. He could really handle that concertina.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, really. Yeah, him and I, there's a couple videos online with him and Gary Brigham. They can really hear that concertina bowl. They were really, really playing some good songs.
Yep. It was just sad that it had to come to an end so soon, and that, I guess that's the way life goes. You really learn to appreciate life because you just never know when it's your last day. So, but yeah, lost a good one there. So, but yeah, then I was going to ask you, you've got a short-term career so far compared to, say, Jerry Schuft or Elmer Scheid or some of the guys like that that have go way back, but is there an event or a memory in your mind that you remember that stood out over your young career that you'd care to share with the listeners here on Chasm?
I guess I don't know. I would have to. There was a couple times where I played like with Molly B. That was a pretty fun. I played one time with her at the Glencoe Ballroom.
Oh yeah.
I think a Polka Bay Festival. And I also played a few times with my band at Beck and Check Fest out west.
Oh wow.
And I played with her band, she was up there with her band and Jim Bushka and Carl Hartwig and that whole band. So they it was. A lot of fun energy up there, I guess. That was a pretty good memory.
You bet. And you get to rub elbows with some pretty good musicians. They're well-known in the polka music industry. So, yeah, that is definitely some good memories. You bet. Yeah. You bet. So you get to do much at all with any of the other players that are currently playing, like Leon Olson, Larry Olson, Jerry Minar himself, Lowell Schubert, any of those guys know much about them?
Yeah, I guess I know Jerry pretty well, and I know Lowell Schubert, and I guess I got to know a lot of the guys in our new home, like Dane Moldad and Nate Fredrickson pretty well, or Adam Munsterman.
Yeah.
And there's always a fun group of guys to hang around with, and they play some damn good music. But I've actually never met Larry Olson.
Okay.
I think I'm going there this afternoon to that dance at Glencoe today where he's playing.
So okay.
Hopefully I'll meet him.
Well, there you go. Very good. Well, with that, we're going to let you run, and we're going to play music. You had mentioned that you enjoy the music of Ray Dorschner and Elmer Scheid, so we're going to feature some concertina music there, some great concertina music, and you do have some recordings. We'll be getting those from you, and hope to hear more of your music in the future.
Yep, for sure.
You bet. Well, with that, we're going to let you run, Colton. If you want to hang on the phone there, I'll talk you off the air. But we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And the good Lord willing, you and I are here. We'll do this thing again someday. How's that?
That sounds great.
All right. So you have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, me too.
Bye. All right. And there he goes, Mr. Colton Tupi, our 463rd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got more great music coming up here in just a bit. Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 463rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And Colton Tupi was our guest today from New Prague, Minnesota. Yes, great young concertina player coming up through the ranks and doing a great job. And he mentioned, he's got some music, but I haven't been able to get it in time for the show today, so we're going to feature some of the music that he chose and start out with a couple tunes by the Elmer Scheid Band. And this is one that he mentioned that he enjoys the music of. And start out with one called the Grain Belt Polka, Elmer Scheid and his Hulerei Dutchman. Elmer Side with the Green Belt Polka here on KASM. 10 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 62 our current temperature here in Albany. Music continues with the Elmer Side Orchestra. A nice waltz tune, one called the Faded Rose Waltz. Elmer Side with the Faded Rose Waltz. Nice concertina solo there. And music that Colton Tupi said he really enjoys listening to, the Elmer Side Band. 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 63 degrees here in central Minnesota in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And yes, Jeannie says good afternoon to you. And summer and fall tours with Jeannie B's Tours are filling. So now is the time to check out tours that are planned to many interesting destinations. There are seats available for some awesome tours like the Medora Musical, Memories, July 21st, The Northwoods Escape Days, August 1st and 2nd. The Quad Cities and Celebration Mississippi River Cruise. The Fall Colors of the Ozarks and Branson and Eureka Springs. Arkansas departs October 16th. Join Jeannie B. on October 4th for the Splendor of the Colors of the New England Rails and Trails Tour. This tour includes airfare, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and an extreme loaded itinerary. Jeannie B's holiday tours are filling, so gather your group and book your seats for Christmas in Branson, which includes the Daniel O'Donnell Christmas show departing on November 10th, or the holidays in Branson leaving December 4th. Both tours include Trobex Deluxe Motor Coach Experience Guide, 10 meals, 6 shows, sightseeing of the hidden gems of Branson area, entertainment on the coach, prizes, and holiday treats. Call 320-345-1581 to make that reservation. Also, a Nashville Christmas to remember departs the day after Thanksgiving this year on November 25th. You will see all the must-sees in the Music City, including the Grand Ole Opry, Backstage Tour, Country Music Hall of Fame, the Hermitage, Johnny Cash Museum, free time on Music Row, and 3 nights lodging at the beautiful Opryland Hotel. This tour also includes 3 shows. Contact Jeannie B's Tours for complete details for all of the tours mentioned today. Once again, at 320-435-1581. And there are many one-daycations offered this summer and fall. So check that out as well. Remember, like Jeannie B always says, seeing is believing. That's Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over there. And yes, we speak from experience. Just 2 weeks ago, we were on that Branson trip with Jeannie and her fine crew there, Art Timp, also Estelle and Ruth Tam. The whole gang just made that trip so wonderful. So yes, you will enjoy traveling. And Paul, the driver from Trobex, was great. And yeah, that's it. I just, time doesn't allow to tell you all the great experiences we had, but it's fun times with Jeannie B's Tours. So check them out. Give her a call the first chance you get. And again, that phone number, 320-435-1581. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us our first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And I think I gave you the wrong phone number for Jeannie. I'm looking back, and it's 320-345-1581. That's the first time I read it, so write that one down. 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. You bet. Great traveling agency. You'll enjoy yourself. 17 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading at 63 degrees here in central Minnesota. Music continues with the Elmer Scheid Band, another concertina solo. Elmer did such a great job on this one. One called Tony's Polka. Thank you. The Elmer Scheid Orchestra with Tony's Polka. 19 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is 63 degrees here in central Minnesota. One more on the way with the Elmer Scheid Orchestra. And this is one that Colton had mentioned that he enjoyed playing. It's one called the Two Eddies Polka. Elmer Scheid and his Hulurei Orchestra with the Two Eddies Polka. Great rendition there of the Two Eddies Polka. Again, the song that Colton Tupi said that he really enjoyed playing. And I'm going to have to see if I can find another copy of that one, that old album, a little on the scratchy side. We'll see if we can get a different one in here and get that one cleaned up. But a great recording by the Elmer Scheid Orchestra. We're 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 63, our temperature here in Albany. And the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe and County Road 3. The Hustler, the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And I've been telling you for several weeks now, time to get out to Kevin's because lawn cutting time is going to be here. Well, this week we thatched our lawn. We used our Hustler from Kevin's there and thatched the whole lawn, and it looks beautiful. And now with that little bit of rain, it's going to be growing, and we'll probably have to mow again this week. And, you know, mowing lawn can be a chore. A lot of people say, oh, I got to mow the lawn again. Well, I'll tell you, when you get yourself a Hustler from Kevin's out there, it's a treat. It's fun to cut lawn. I really enjoy cutting lawn, and it's because you have good equipment. And that Hustler is industrial built. It's a great lawnmower. We have two of them, and so we cut the time in half. My wife joins me. She jumps on the little one, does all the trimming around the little corners, and I take the big one. And if the grass is long, we leave the bagger on and bag it up and haul it off. And boy, you can have a lawn on the weekend that just looks plush and green and just make the neighbors envious, you bet. So it all starts with good equipment, and equipment like you'll find at Kevin's Countryside. Now check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes that are available to you at Kevin's Countryside. Yes, he's got them all the way from the little Dash Raptors all the way up to the big Super Zs and beyond. So he can outfit you with whatever you need. If you got a little lawn, he'll get you a little Hustler. And if you've got acreage, well, he'll put you into one of those good-sized ones, you bet. He has all kinds of equipment that goes with it. So yeah, if you need them, a Thatcher or a bagger, vac system, whatever the case might be, suspension ride seat, he can outfit you with all of that equipment. He does repair work on all makes and models, so he can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, your lubricants. He can do it all for you over at Kevin's Countryside. And, of course, Kevin does accept trades. So if you've got old Bessie getting a little tired, a little weak, bring her out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers. And, of course, Kevin does not have a junk pile out there. Been out there many times, never seen one. Yep, he'll refurbish old Bessie, put her out for sale, and somebody that's looking for something used, well, you know, there you go. He'll fix you up with a used piece of equipment there as well. So for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. He's out there about 6 miles out of St. Joe on County Road 3, heading north towards Holdingford. Look for the big post in the ditch there on the left-hand side, west side of the road, with the sign on that says Kevin's Countryside. And, of course, this time of the year, Kevin's a one-man band out there. So, yeah, he's probably going to be out in the fields these days putting the crops in. But he wants to see you when you come there. So give him a call before you come. Make sure that he's there, and he'll make a point to be there when you come. You bet. And, of course, Kevin carries that battery-powered line of equipment, the Eagle battery-powered line of equipment, 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment, some good stuff for you there. Weed trimmer, weed eater, chainsaw, lawnmower, self-propelled lawnmower, backpack blower, and a handheld blower. It's got it all. And that 56-volt lithium battery, lots of power. So check that out when you get out to Kevin's as well. Again, that's Kevin's Countryside bringing us our final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 26 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 64, our current temperature here in Albany. And Colton Tupi mentioning that he also enjoys the Ray Dorschner Band, Rainbow Valley Dutchman. And we're going to start out with one called the Rainbow Valley Polka. Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman with the Rainbow Valley Polka. Some good stuff for you there from back in the day. Yes, Larry Dorschner, Ray's brother, playing concertina on that particular recording. Here's another one from the library. Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman, one called the Old Dutch Mill. ¶¶ Barry Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman, one of the truly great polka dancing bands from over the years. Great music to dance to and great music to listen to. The Ray Dorschner Band, Rainbow Valley Dutchman Band. Music continues right now with Ray Dorschner, and it's one called the Matilda Polka. Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutch Band, the Matilda Polka. I think that was Larry Dorschner once again on the concertina solo. Here's another one, another great old-time polka, the Two Canaries Polka. Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman, a nice concertina solo there. Larry Dorschner and the concertina with the Two Canaries Polka. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. We're going to do that with a nice waltz tune by Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman. It's the Dutch Made Waltz. Thank you. Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutch Band with the Dutch Made Waltz. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 64 degrees our temperature here in Albany. But wait, there's one more. Yes, we're going to do a little encore number for you. I found Ray's latest CD that he had recorded, and it's one called Artistry and Polka. Keith Zwack, the concertina player on this one, and it's one called Climbing the Beehive Polka. Yes, Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Little encore number for you there. One called Climbing the Beehive. And that, of course, was none other than Keith Zwack on that concertina solo. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.